30 shot in Baltimore mass shooting. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. PoliticalBombshow.com, PoliticalBombshow Store, PoliticalBombshow.com. Click on Support Us, help the channel to grow, leave a like, share, and subscribe, and all that good stuff. It's getting to the point where, you know, these mass shootings, what can be done about these mass shootings? Many of these mass shooters are on some type of prescription, how we say, either antidepressants or some sort of drug in that realm. And obviously Big Pharma don't want to talk about that, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know about this situation here, but let's dive right in and read on this. These mass shootings are just, wow. I mean, 30 dead. 30, or well, actually it says 30 shot. I don't know if they died, but 30 shot in Baltimore mass shooting. They just keep going off. At least 30 people were shot overnight in a mass shooting in Baltimore, leaving two dead. Okay, two died. And three others in critical condition, WBAL-TV reports. Authorities started receiving calls shortly after 12:30 a.m. about the shooting at a block party in Brooklyn, Baltimore, near the 800 block of Grentna Court. An 18-year-old woman died at the scene, and a 20-year-old man died at the hospital, according to Reuters. Medics rushed the nine others to area hospitals, while as many as 20 of the people sought medical attention on their own. No arrests have been made, but police are interviewing witnesses and reviewing video footage in an effort to identify those responsible. Acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Rich Worley described the crime scene as extensive, according to Fox 5, which reported that the scene spans multiple city blocks. Debris was scattered throughout as people ran for safety. Large crowds were reportedly in the area for a local event called Brooklyn Day. People in the area initially thought they were hearing fireworks, given that it's a 4th of July holiday, but later realized they were hearing gunfire. "They just keep going off," one witness told Fox 5 of the gunfire. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is urging anyone with information to come forward. "This is an absolute tragedy," he says. "That did not have to happen," Scott said, according to WBAL-TV. "Anyone that knows anything about what happened here, anything about this mass shooting, to come forward with any piece of information. Treat this as if it was your family and how you would want people to treat it, as if you were mourning, as if you were an event happening in your community." He added, "We will not stop until we find those cowards who decided to just shoot dozens of people, causing two people to lose their lives, and we're going to be here until we find them." So, yeah, it's unfortunate that these things happen. It really is. People just seem, when it gets warm out, especially, like when I lived in Hartford, Connecticut, in the South End, for some reason, when it gets warm out, people just go ballistic and crazy. They want to just go nuts. I don't know what it is, but in the winter, it was not as bad. Now, there were still people acting the fool, but not as nearly as much as when it was warm out. Senseless crime, senseless shooting, and no, before the gun grabbers say, ban all the guns, man, ban all the guns. No, that's not the answer, because the criminal will find an illegal gun, which is probably what they used here. Because you generally don't have gun owners that are responsible like myself going out and doing things like this. That is super rare. So most of these guns are generally on the black market somehow, and they're not legal and or stolen. So gun grabbing is not the answer. That's not going to solve what's going on here. So anyway, this is a breaking story. It's still fresh here, so I don't have anything else to report on this. I will follow up and pray for the mourning, the people who are injured. There's not much more we can do. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Help the channel grow. PoliticalBombshow.com. Click on support us. Link is in the description. And I will see you on the next one.